It's 9 minutes past seven. My first guest in the lead this morning is talking to us about one of the most critical institutions in South Africa and probably one of the toughest jobs to turn around. Nomkhita Mona has just taken up the role as CEO of South African Post Office. In addition to Auditor General Tsakani Maluleke's mention that the Post Office is commercially insolvent for the year 2019-2020, there are far more operational issues as well that need to be corrected, that financials simply won't solve. We're curious to know Nomkhita's plan to address these. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Refilwe.
Nomkhita, please won't you give us a high level of your vision for SA Post Office in, say, 3 years of your term?
High level, it's a post office or postal services for the country that is efficient, that works, that delivers, that is able to reach as far and wide into the length and the breadth of this country, as we have already got the footprint, we have all the infrastructure all over. So all we need to do really is to get the machinery working. And I do believe that in the next 3 years or so, that's what we would be able to achieve. But particularly, it would need to be something that is viable on its own, that does not rely heavily on the national fiscus.
And unfortunately, that has been the case, has it not? So how does one, now we can move to the granular, how does one actually achieve that as a commercially insolvent business that has historically relied on the national fiscus?
Sure. I think one of the important things points to make first is that in any business, it doesn't matter what kind of business you are running, the basics do need to be in place. And currently, they are not in place at the SA Post Office. So that's the first hurdle. So we are now in the process of putting those in place, making sure that all the people who are supposed to be delivering a certain service, they do that. The second element is around being obsessed with customer service. Because we are a service institution and all we do is serve the customer. And I think we'd like to bring back that obsession, because we do not exist in and of ourselves. We exist to serve this nation. But thirdly, we need to look at a number of new revenue streams that we are already discussing at the National Post Office, because it's very clear that we cannot rely on the traditional mail revenue that traditionally was what post offices around the world were doing. In our case, we've already lost 50% of that revenue, but we still have a large workforce. That's the first thing. Our expenses are much higher than the revenue that we generate internally currently. But there are opportunities in the new economy, which is the post-COVID economy, that post offices or postal services can go for. And that's what we are looking at. These, I can mention, the courier services, e-commerce, digitization. We need to move faster, though, because the world has already moved forward.
You see, of those three points you've made, you started by saying the basics are not in place. What are the basics?
The basics are, if you are a post office, you are supposed to move, whether it's mail or parcels or anything for that matter, from one point to the other, you do that. And there are, universally regulated time frames that by a certain time, if a parcel is with you, this needs to happen. So we need to go back to that. Our people need to be officers, basically, so that they understand. So that means we must retrain them if we have to, but they need to get back to those small little granular things of making sure that they deliver. But at the same time, there's also, I think, on the finance side, we need to look at how it is that we spend our money and where we spend our money. And that's something that I'm putting a lot more focus on as things stand. So that means cutting costs if you have to, but also making sure whatever is due to you is gets collected at the same time where you get new revenue to be able to service your own debt. That is the one thing. But on the other side, which I believe they can go parallel together because they are not mutually exclusive, we do need to start making sure that the post office gets this new revenue from the courier section, etc. If I give an example, of the fever, by law, the post office is mandated to be the one that distributes any parcel between 0 and 1 kilogram. That is the law. And if you're not doing it as well as you could, some people can encroach into that mandate. But otherwise, it belongs to the post office. Now, think back about what it is that is up to 1 kilogram. You know, cell phones all over the country, all the MTNs, telecoms, Vodacoms, and all the others, those high-value items as well. So there's business that we are leaving on the table that should, by right, belong to us. So we need to go back to say what it is that we need to go back and take back for the post office while we are looking at the new income sources.
Nomkhito, you spoke about new revenue streams. You've been mentioning the courier side of the business, digitizing e-commerce and the like. A very large rural population in South Africa to whom you remain mandated to. How do you move into the future without leaving them behind?
That's a key challenge, and that's actually a very good question that we always have to balance. Because remember, by law and by global international standards, we do have to service those rural areas. And we do know that there will be no chance of us making any money or any profits in those areas, which is why there should be always be some kind of a level of support from the state on this, because this is work that we're doing on behalf of the state. So we can have our own section that is revenue generating, that is profit making, but that other element is something that we always have to keep our eye on, and we have to deliver on that. It's a non-negotiable.
In the financial position that SA Post Office is in, how stable is Postbank, and how safe is the SASSA project, particularly if we're thinking about those people? Is money that's saved with Postbank safe? Is there any risk? Is it ring-fenced?
Oh, no, yes. Actually, there was a message that did the rounds that same day that the report came out, that people must please go out and take their money back from the Postbank. That is not necessary. That is not true. The Postbank is solid. Remember that the SA Post Office built and nurtured the Postbank over time, and there was a lot of value created in that bank. So there's no need for panic in terms of that part of the business. But also, I think it's important to note that the contract between SASSA and the Post Office stroke Postbank is actually the contract between SASSA and the Post Office. And therefore, the Postbank then delivers on us because they have the requisite systems. So there is really no need for panic. The Postbank is there. There's value in the bank. There's money in the bank. So really, there's no need for panic.
So government will support you with turnaround experts to implement this strategy. When will that begin?
That process is in progress. The minister's office is working on that. So we are waiting to hear from them when the experts have been onboarded. It will be a short-term project that they will come through to help us with, but we know exactly what they need to focus on while we also on the side dealing with what needs to go on, including the basics.
All right. Many thanks, Nomkhito. This is a very gallant, I think, feat that you're looking at.
Yes.
I love the idea of obsessed with customer service, but that is a shifting of a psyche. I look forward to seeing this play out. Nomkhito Mona, CEO of SA Post Office, thank you so much for the time.